You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Purple Pilgrims with Two Worlds Apart, and we have got Valentine on the line. Morena, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to be able to chat to you today about a beautiful video that you just released yesterday for Ancestors Watching. This is kind of the third in a little trilogy you've been making with Gary War, and you shot it on some gorgeous Super 8 film. Tell us a little bit about how this video was made, Valentine.
Yeah, so we filmed it. We filmed all the Super 8 footage quite a while ago, actually, for our album, which came out in 2019. So this one was the last one we filmed, and we always meant to put it out and then sort of went on tour and got really busy, and then obviously the pandemic happened. So
yeah.
It just didn't feel like the right time to put it out for a while, and now it finally does, so yeah, we're happy to finally share it.
It's quite a gorgeous video. It's got this kind of link to May Day traditions. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, so we were just kind of thinking about a bunch of different sort of rituals and sort of ancient traditions, and that was just like a visually cool thing. It's our sort of take on it, where we're sort of wrapping ourselves up in ribbons and getting more and more sort of tangled and sort of disorientated by them. And,
It's got a little bit of like a midsummer flavour. I think since that movie's come out, I see a lot of, beautiful May celebrations with a slightly almost sinister edge, or an edge of kind of like impending chaos or something, which I quite enjoy about this video as well. It's beautiful, but it's got that kind of, there's a sort of fraughtness in it as well. I love the world that you create with Purple Pilgrims. It's such an incredible space to move into. And you have got people you collaborate, like Gary Waugh, you collaborate with him frequently. How do you kind of know when somebody's on the right buzz for the work that you're making, especially when it comes to collaboration?
Yeah, well, we've been working with Gary for a long time now. We did a split with him back in, I think, maybe 2012. So we're really good friends, and it's very natural. I guess that's the sort of the key thing for us. We have to be quite close to people, I think, to sort of open up. We're quite insular, just the two of us, and we have to kind of, there's a lot of trust that goes into it, I think.
Obviously, being sisters, that underpins a lot of what you're doing, and especially with ancestors watching, you are kind of harking back to this concept of family. I liked what you said about the video and the song being being kind to yourself, and also the way that, harking back to where you've come from and the people that have come before you can be quite a good way of boosting yourself up. Was that something you were thinking about when you wrote the song specifically, or did it come more when you were thinking about that video?
Yeah, it was definitely, it's definitely in the song. It's that sort of idea that, like, well, you know, any kind of hard time that you're sort of going through can be, there's strength in just sort of thinking, well, you know, my grandmother went through that, I can get through this, or, and as far back as sort of like as your ancestors go. So I think, that idea was in our minds, and then, just sort of followed into the visuals a bit.
It's quite a nice time, actually, in a funny way, to have this video come out in the middle of a lockdown when we're sort of, getting into the slightly warmer part of the year, and some spring flowers are starting to pop up. It feels a little bit like that May celebration, which obviously comes at a different time of the year for us here in Aotearoa, is starting to kick in a little bit. It's a nice sort of hopeful thing to latch onto in these weird times. How are you getting through lockdown at the moment?
Well, we're out here in the, we live in the Coromandel, so definitely in and around nature quite a lot. The dog's getting a lot of attention,
nice.
So she's pretty happy about that.
I think all pets love lockdown. I think it's universally acknowledged at this point. What are you working on at the moment? Because as you say, it's been a couple of years now since Perfumed Earth came out, which is kind of crazy because I think the last year feels so weird and not really very real in many senses. But it has been a while. Are you working on new stuff, or what's happening in the Purple Pilgrims world?
Yeah, we've been working during the sort of last year, we've been working on a lot of new stuff. So hopefully some stuff to share shortly.
Do you feel like you've moved into a similar headspace that you're in when you have been writing Perfumed Earth, or is this new territory? What's the vibe you're feeling?
No, it definitely feels new. It feels, I think after we did a bunch of touring with the last album, well, it felt like a bunch before we were all stranded again, but I think we sort of, we shifted into a new gear, and with the lockdowns and everything, sort of like definitely a new beginning, I would say.
There's such a world to your music. Do you have to get into a specific headspace when you're writing, or do you find you just sort of know when you're ready to start making something?
I don't think there's a particular headspace. I think we're pretty dreamy people. It's not really it's not really an intentional aesthetic choice. It's just who we are. So
yeah.
I think we're always kind of like in a state of making stuff, really, whatever, music or whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, this is a very beautiful video, which I recommend everyone goes and checks out today. Thank you so much, Valentine, for speaking with us this morning, and we look forward to hopefully chatting to you again soon about new music or other projects on the way. Take care in lockdown, and we'll see you shortly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. This is Purple Pilgrims with Ancestors Watching. Thank you very much to Valentine Nixon for speaking with us this morning. You're on BFM.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.